Good evening, listeners. It's Friday, January 21st, and you're listening to Market Wrap, a post-market podcast by Business Standard. Here's all that happened in the markets today. The headlines first. Sensex ends 427 points lower, Nifty below 17,650. Zomato ends 9% down, stock slips below listing price. Shoppers Stop hits 52-week high on strong December quarter results. Supriya Life Science tanks 18% on disappointing Q3 earnings. Adani Wilmar IPO to open on January 27th. Price band fixed at 218 to 230 rupees a piece. And AGS Transact Technologies IPO subscribed 7.78 times on the final day. Now the news in detail. Global headwinds continued to weigh on Indian equities on Friday as the benchmarks ended in the negative territory for a fourth straight session. The BSE Sensex closed with a 427-point drop at 59,037, with 10 index constituents ending in the green zone. The index had breached the 59,000 mark to hit an intraday low of 58,621 earlier in the day. The Nifty 50 gave up the 17,650 mark to end at 17,670, down 140 points. The broader markets bled even more, with both the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices closing 2% lower each on the BSE. The fear gauge India VIX soared 6% to end near the 19 mark. Bajaj Finserv, Tech Mahindra, Tata Steel, Bharti Airtel, IndusInd Bank and Axis Bank were the top laggards on the bourses, while HUL was the top gainer, ending 3% higher on the back of robust Q3 numbers. Maruti, HDFC Twins and Nestle India were the other gainers. Sectorally, barring the Nifty FMCG index, all others ended with losses. The Nifty PSB and Consumer Durables indices were the biggest losers and closed 3% lower each, followed by Realty, Metals, IT and Pharma, down 1.6 to 2% each. Among stocks, e-commerce giant Zomato touched a new 52-week low, slipping below its listing price of 115 rupees on the BSE. It closed 9% lower at 113.8 rupees. The company's market capitalization also fell below the 1 trillion rupee mark at 89,537 crore rupees. Similarly, the shares of recently listed Supriya Life Science tanked over 18% on the BSE after its Q3 earnings failed to impress investors. Even as its financials rose on a yearly basis, the numbers were lower when compared with the September quarter. On a quarterly basis, its profit after tax was 32% lower at 13.6 crore rupees. And revenues 21% down at 117 crore rupees. On the flip side, Shoppers Stop hit a 52-week high, surging 17% on the BSE after the company reported strong Q3 earnings. The stock later paired gains and closed 4.8% up. The company posted a profit after tax of 50 crore rupees in Q3, compared to a net loss of 21 crore rupees a year ago. Its revenue also grew 35% year-on-year to 1,070 crore rupees. In the primary market, the IPO of AGS Transact Technologies was subscribed 7.78 times as of 4:30 p.m. on the last day of its subscription period. The non-institutional investor portion was subscribed 25.6 times, while the retail investor and qualified institutional buyer categories were subscribed 3.6 and 2.68 times, respectively. Lastly, the 3,600 crore rupee IPO of edible oil major Adani Wilmar will open for subscriptions next week on January 27th and close on January 31st. The company has fixed the price band for the issue at 218 to 230 rupees a share. Adani Wilmar is a 50-50 joint venture between conglomerate Adani Group and Singapore's Wilmar Group. That's all we have for you in this edition of the podcast. Thanks for listening.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.